Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, guys, we are back. I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm pooped. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Before I start this hour, can I just tell you we got some good news? Okay, we got some good news. They say coronavirus is weakening. They say they are finding coronavirus is weakening. So maybe it mutated to a weaker strain. I don't know. And I don't want to, you know, make that a super big headline because my guess is tomorrow there's going to be a completely new headline. It changes every day. It's every day there's something else. I'm overwhelmed. They also say that coronavirus seems to be affecting now more younger people. Mildly, but more younger people. So we're going to talk about that. But remember about a week or two ago, we were talking about Ebola. And I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to jinx anything. But I knew something was going on with Ebola because that's what Ebola does. Ebola was discovered, I think it was 76, was it, in the 70s? And Ebola smolders. I don't think it ever completely goes away. And between 2014 and 2016, it killed that 11,000. Then last year, I think it killed about 2,200. And so that was like the second largest outbreak. Well, now we're being told in the Democratic Republic of Congo that we've had at least four deaths, five cases, and they think Ebola's back. Just what we need. Now, with the way we handled coronavirus, a lot of us think it was an absolute cluster. But the only reason why I didn't lose my, you know, colon with all of this is because I'm scared of Ebola. Yeah, coronavirus scares me, but not like Ebola. Ebola, if that comes to the United States or anywhere else, we're screwed. And so I kind of, part of me didn't mind our approach to coronavirus because I look at it as a dry run, a dress rehearsal. If Ebola comes to the United States, we are so screwed if we, you know, do what we're doing now with like protests and nobody social distancing and all that, we are in trouble. And so if we do have systems in place where, okay, school will go online, kids stay home, workers could work from home, we figure out ways to fund businesses so they could still stay open, everybody stop paying rent, nobody owes on their mortgages, the banks get taken care of. If we come up with a system, if Ebola comes in, and we could squash it pretty quickly within a couple months or whatever, I'm okay with the plan. With coronavirus, I don't know if we had to do all this, and it's still, you know, making a bunch of us scratch our heads. But if you later tell me that this was a way for us to get ready for Ebola or something even more dangerous than coronavirus, I'll maybe, you know, bite my tongue. So we'll keep you guys posted on this new Ebola outbreak. Now, while, you know, we see West Africa have to now deal with Ebola again, questions are arising on what's going on with WHO, the World Health Organization. Now, Trump basically fired them last week. So I don't know how much you guys know about the World Health Organization and all that. I've been a fan because somebody needs to watch the world. Okay, as you all have learned with the Wuhan virus coming out of China, what happens in the East could affect the West. All right, so this can't just be all about America. We can't just isolate. If something goes on the planet somewhere else, it affects all of us. And we don't want people dying in Africa or China or Europe or whatever. Okay, we're supposed to care. You know, this is the human population. So organizations like World Health Organization, all right, they try to combat HIV, try to give vaccines to those in need. They do a lot of good work, all right? However, they dropped the ball. when it came to the virus coming out of Wuhan, China. They might have defended China. I don't know all the ins and outs. But America gives the World Health Organization more money than any other country. I think we all have dues. All these countries pay dues. And I think our dues are like $250 million, something like that. But we end up also giving lots of money in terms of donations. We also give, we usually give them more than that. And I think between the year 2018 and 2019, we gave, during the Ebola outbreak, we gave the World Health Organization $900 million. Now, maybe they did their job. Maybe the reason why we didn't get Ebola from that outbreak is because the World Health Organization did their job. Maybe it wasn't them. Maybe it was luck. Maybe it was God. Maybe it was people in Africa that limited it. I don't know. Maybe it was Doctors Without Borders. But here we are, where we are in a lot of financial trouble. All right? We are, you know, handing out checks to everybody. We're handing out money to businesses. We, you know, can't reopen the business. People are going to be paying way less in taxes. We're having states go into state of emergencies. I mean, you know, so we need money. And Donald Trump last month said, look, if the World Health Organization isn't doing their job, okay, we're not giving you money. So you got 30 days to get your act together. And, you know, Trump is business. So, you know, and when he does a red line, all right, he means it. When he draws a red line, he means it. So he told the World Health Organization, you have 30 days to show us transparency. You have 30 days to show us where our hundreds of millions of dollars are going. You know, why we need to give the money to you and not another organization. And from what I understand, if they provided any information at all, it wasn't to Trump's satisfaction. And so he is pulling out of the World Health Organization. Now, I'm hearing rumors that we still owe about $250,000 or $250 million to the World Health Organization. I don't know if we're still going to make good on that. But Trump said that he's going to take the money, and the earmarked money for World Health Organization, and give it to other. It's not going to be going to unemployment. It's not going to be going to the states, from what I understand. That money is going to go to other organizations that help vaccinate, help fight HIV, help fight Ebola, etc. So, I mean, I, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. I don't like Ebola. I get scared of Ebola. I don't know who gets the credit for fighting Ebola. If it's World Health Organization, this is bad. If we have other, you know, organizations that are like, give us the money. We will show you what we spend it on. We will, you know, do our job and not let there be this coronavirus that, you know, all of a sudden affects the whole world without any warning. Then I get what Trump did. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So today marks the start of hurricane season, and I think we already have the third named storm of the year. So this 2020 is kind of the year of what the hell, right? That's kind of what this year is. I posted a picture of an Apple charger. You know, a charger for a phone that's all frayed and cracked and all that, and it's my charger. That's only after about 2-3 months of use. And it just, that's like the mascot of year 2020. It just, it's, things are frayed and just not working and makes no sense. Makes no sense. So, the Atlantic hurricane season is officially here. And we already have the third named storm, Cristobal. Arthur and Bertha formed in May. Arthur and Bertha, I think, affected the Carolinas. Now, a storm, tropical storm, doesn't necessarily have to affect, you know, make landfall, but those actually did. And their winds were, I think, about maybe 30, 40 miles an hour. A lot of us have had storms that had those winds. It just, if it's not tropical waters, then it's not called tropical storm, I guess. Okay? And it has to form in the Atlantic. You also have the Pacific ones, but you have the Atlantic ones. And we kind of talked about the names of them. Cristobal is the next named storm. From what we understand, they are monitoring a large area of disturbed weather over southern Mexico. There is an 80% chance of development over the Bay of Campeche in the next 48 hours. This large disturbance was once Tropical Storm Amanda, which formed quickly across the eastern Pacific over the weekend, but then dissipated over Central America and southern Mexico. Now, as we know, Gulf storms are bad. They're all bad. But when you're in the Gulf of Mexico and it's warm and hot and it's just, you got Louisiana and New Orleans just sitting there, unfortunately, ripe for a licking from, you know, one of these storms. So it's not good. They say it got its new name because now it's in the Atlantic Ocean Basin. So technically, Cristobal is a repurposed storm. So the little movement is expected. The system is going to churn over southern Mexico. It's going to bring heavy rain, flash flooding, mudslides into the region. In the long term, though, they think the Gulf of Mexico can start seeing it track. It can go into Texas. It can go into Louisiana. They're not expecting it to hit Florida. There is a chance it could make a southern turn and go back into Mexico and then dissipate. But it is our third named Atlantic storm. So just to kind of review, you know, when these storms start to become hurricanes is basically based on their wind speed. So no one's going to call it a hurricane until it hits about 74 miles per hour. When it hits 74 miles per hour, then we call it a Category 1. When it hits 96 miles an hour, we call it Category 2. Category 1 hurricanes can cause damage. Not as extensive, obviously, as Category 2. But they call it damage at landfall minimal, but I've seen these storms do more than that. Category 3 is when you're at 111 miles an hour. Category 4, 130 miles an hour. Category 5 storms, 157 miles an hour. Once you're at Category 3, you're at devastating damage. Category 4, catastrophic. In any given year, the Atlantic Ocean gets about 12 named storms. I don't talk a lot about the Pacific because those don't seem to affect America like the Atlantic do. Most of the Pacific storms, if any, they might affect Baja California, but we don't really see much. But in terms of the devastating effect of these tropical storms, it comes from Atlantic. So in every given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages 12 named storms, 6 becoming hurricanes, 3 becoming major, meaning Category 3 or over. They're expecting this season to have 14 to 18. That means winds of greater than 39 miles an hour. They expect, rather than 6, 7 to 9 to become hurricanes, including 2 to 4 major hurricanes. So, I know we all look at this going, okay, well, everybody has to hedge, just like Dr. Fauci had to with coronavirus. Everybody has to kind of cover their butts and, you know, say it's going to be, you know, more severe than it is, so they don't look like they didn't prepare us. But I have to admit, you know, when they say a season isn't going to be as busy, they're kind of right. When they see a season is going to be busy, they've been right. And even if the meteorologist said this is not going to be an active season, it's 2020. As far as I'm concerned, I just expect all hell to, you know, break loose. 2020 is just the weirdest year ever, and it was supposed to be such a good year. This is not an El Nino season. El Nino refers to the ocean atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific. That causes a wind shear in the Atlantic, so then there's lower temperatures in the Atlantic. We see less active hurricane season. This is not an El Nino year, so they're expecting the Atlantic to heat up pretty damn good. Now, some people say, well, we need hot weather to kill off coronavirus. Yeah, that would be nice, but we don't know for sure if that would happen. And mind you, Corona may do well in wet. We thought wet kills coronavirus. We know that, you know, southern tropical areas still were affected by coronavirus, like, you know, drier ones. Drier ones seemed less. So my worry is if we do have a very, very wet season, it's not going to be good for coronavirus either. So Arthur, Bertha's done. Cristobal, the next one's going to be Hurricane Dolly. You know, I mean, my nickname used to be Dolly until people made fun of me and, you know, calling me Dolly Parton, which, by the way, is now. That's a huge honor to be called Dolly Parton. I think she's fantastic. I think her singing is amazing. But, you know, a kid not having boobs, being, you know, told that they have big boobs, that wasn't really easy. Then there's supposed to be Hurricane Edward, Hurricane Faye, Gonzalo, Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Hurricane Kyle, Laura, Marco, Nana, Omar, Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. I don't think Hurricane Wilfred would be of any concern. Wilfred usually is not a mean person. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, the sun has been pretty active. Apparently the sun has unleashed its biggest flare since 2017. NASA says that our home star could finally be waking up from a deep period of solar minimum and entering a new 11-year cycle. I don't think it's going to bother the astronauts who left Earth yesterday or the day before. And congratulations to them. Everybody's saying good choice for leaving Earth right about now. They're going to be up there for a while going to the space. In fact, they made it to the space station. I think this is one of the first flights that we've, you know, gotten Americans up there since I think Obama made changes to the NASA program. I believe, what, 2011? So it was a pretty historic moment. Congratulations. But we don't need the sun getting mad. Apparently it's in a cycle too. No, it's not having its period. Stop it. And the NASA Solar Dynamics Observatory spotted the strongest flare since October 2017. The solar flare is a burst of radiation coming from sunspots. Those are relatively cool patches on the surface of the sun. NASA says there's also an increase in sunspot activity. The flare poses no danger to Earth because it was not aimed at our planet. But NASA says it's a sign of the star moving into a more active phase of its 11-year cycle. Oh, goody. Just what we need. The flares were too weak to pass the threshold at which the Space Weather Prediction Center would trigger an alert to scientists on Earth. I'm not really sure what we would do, put sunscreen on. Daily Mail reports that after several months of very few sunspots and little solar activity, scientists and space weather forecasters are keeping their eye on this new cluster to see whether they grow or quickly disappear. According to NASA, the sunspots may well be the harbingers of the sun's solar cycle ramping up and becoming more active. They say whether they are just a temporary change or a move to a more new active phase won't be known. So, do they affect us? Didn't they say that it messed with our electricity and messed with our Wi-Fi? And I just don't want them to, like, you know, zap Earth in any way possible. I am, like, very, very scared of outer space. I told you guys I have no desire whatsoever to get my butt out in outer space or be anywhere near the sun. And the sun scares me because I saw the movie Armageddon. And if an asteroid could kick our butts, what could the sun do? You know, they've even classified these flares as A, B, C, M, or X. If it hits Earth, we would get radio blackouts. Some of you are like, oh, good, I don't have to listen to the Dr. Dolly show. Yeah, you do. Trust me, I will still get on air, all right? And it could cause minor radiation storms. Just what we need. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly calling on the nation's governors to get tougher on the people that are looting and rioting across the country. President Trump also reportedly calling many of the governors weak. As cleanup continues across the country due to looting and rioting, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reminds everyone.
Yeah, this president has been very clear that we need law and order in this country. He's taken extraordinary action, talking about activating the National Guard, as we saw happen in Minnesota, criminalizing interstate travel that is geared towards inciting violence, making sure that those individuals are prosecuted, labeling Antifa as a domestic terrorist entity that will be prosecuted as such.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. It's only day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and Tropical Storm Cristobal is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News. University of Alabama professor Sarah Parcak is receiving backlash after on Twitter she launched a series of tweets instructing protesters on how to successfully pull down monuments as rioters torched the nation's capital over the weekend. The professor, firing off more than a dozen tweets with instructions on how to topple things such as the Washington Monument. President Trump is delaying this year's G7 summit. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite 4 additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of 7 largest economies an outdated model.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all, future's not so bleak. Please continue. Can we please keep going? Like the things you do, and now everyone knows it.
And the benzodiazepines also scare me. Now, I'm kind of a weenie, and I'm scared of Xanax and a lot of the benzodiazepines because when I had my practice, and people were coming in. They weren't asking for narcotics. to the degree that the media made it seem like. They sure the hell were asking for sleeping aids, and they sure the hell were asking for benzodiazepines. Yeah, I got asked for narcotics often, but not to the degree of benzodiazepines. So we have this big, huge opioid crisis, which we still do, just the media's not covering it. But nobody talked about benzodiazepines. I mean, we did on the show, and other people have. And the Xanaxes, the Valiums, the Clonopins, the... Gosh, there's the Temazepams, anything that ends in am is a benzodiazepine. And we use it as a downer or a sedative or an anti-anxiolytic. You can even use it as a muscle relaxant. So Xanax, it's good in its, right, you know, you have to deal with the in-laws or you have a funeral to go to or you're having some trouble sleeping once in a blue moon. A once in a blue moon Xanax, no big deal. But the news broke this weekend that Xanax might be a coronavirus cure. And the last thing we need is people going Donald Trump and starting to take it preventatively, because if you start taking Xanax preventatively, you're going to get addicted to it pretty damn quick. And you're going to become tolerant to it. And the other reason why I get scared of benzodiazepines is because if you take a benzodiazepine every day, and then you decide to stop cold turkey, you could actually die. You don't usually die cold turkey from an opioid, but you could die cold turkey from a benzodiazepine. You could actually have a seizure. So if it could screw with your seizure threshold, these are not the safest medications. But I get what the scientists are doing. So scientists in Barcelona are looking at a slew of medications to see if there's some repurposing and some other properties that these drugs have. And now, you would think the Xanax would be pretty easy to study, because you got millions of people on Xanax already. Just somebody give them a call or a text to go, hey, did you have coronavirus yet? They're like, nope, not here. We're all on Xanax. You kind of got something there. My guess, though, is it's not that simple. So they're looking at the following medications. Prampanel is an anti-seizure medication. I wouldn't know much about it because I'm not really good at neuro. Carprofen, anything that ends in fen, is an anti-inflammatory. Celecoxib is an anti-inflammatory that COX-2 that isn't as strong. It won't affect the stomach and stuff like an ibuprofen. It's an anti-inflammatory. Trovafloxacin, Sacrofloxacin, which are antibiotics. So floxacins are kind of like Cipro, Levaquin, but they're only looking at trovafloxacin and serafloxacin. And then ethyl buccomacetate, which is an anticoagulant. Now, they're looking at these medications because they think that they could interfere with how these drugs affect the M-pro enzyme activity. Apparently, there's all these enzymes that are necessary for the virus to attach onto you and then get into the cell, make the cell reproduce it, kill off the cell, and the virus spreads. So they think that some of these medications can prevent or inhibit that activity. If so, then we might have medicines on board that we could give people to, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if I had coronavirus, God forbid, and I'm in the ICU, and they're telling me to lie on my stomach, which always squishes the boobies. It's really, really hard for me to lie on my stomach. That's kind of not very, very easy. I mean, I need like the boobies to go like out. I need one of those beds that have the, don't a lot of massage tables do that? Where when you lie down, I told my husband to get a chiropractic table because whenever he adjusts me, your boobies get really smashed. But if there's an area where they could kind of like, you know, have some freedom, then you can adjust me all the time. I'm fine. But all I know is if I, God forbid, had to be in the ICU with coronavirus and my butt had to be in the air. Oh, by the way, yeah, you're flipped onto your stomach. Does anybody cover up the tushy? My guess is the tushy's covered. I would so need Xanax. So I'm fine with that. But it's interesting how antibiotics could help viruses. And the reason why I bring this up is because I have said for years, and I know doctors hate it when I bring this up, but I can't tell you how many times patients or even myself felt better after a Z-Pak. And, you know, everyone say, well, it's a virus. Okay, you took it for a bronchitis. It shouldn't have helped you. If you got better, it was by chance. Yet, when Z-Paks were big in the 90s, and I was a medical student, and then I was a resident, I didn't have time to get sick. I didn't want to get pneumonia again because I had pneumonia when I was in medical school. And I'm like, heck with this. I'm going to take the Z-Pak. There's samples of it. I'm going to take a Z-Pak. And the next day I felt better. So I started to deduce that maybe there's some anti-inflammatory component to it. Maybe there is something to the Z-Pak. Now, mind you, this is one of the reasons why we are in trouble with antibiotic resistance, because everybody ran to antibiotics thinking they helped them, and technically antibiotics do not fight viruses. But here we are in 2020, we're going to antibiotics. We're using Zithromax to help fight COVID. We're now looking at some Floxacin antibiotics. In the Floxacin family, what? Why? Well, my son, who's in engineering, thinks maybe bacteria provide kind of a protective coat for viruses. And when you kill off the bacteria, the viruses can't use them as, you know, Trojan horses or something. Oh, that's interesting. My son's smart. And he's a smart ass sometimes, but he's smart. So that could be a reason. The other is maybe these antibiotics have a second or third action that we don't know about. Maybe it does decrease lung secretions, which is why when I take a Z-Pak, my bronchitis seems to get better in a day or two. Maybe for me, it helps me not make a lot of these secretions. And we talked about how COVID makes a slime. It makes a sticky slime that screws up little baby alveoli, the little baby delicate little delicate sacs that help exchange oxygen. So there might be something to that. So yes, we are looking at antibiotics to fight viruses. That does not mean that you need to be popping penicillin every time you have a virus. Okay, we still have to, you know, be antibiotic stewards and make sure we aren't overprescribing antibiotics. But I gotta tell you, man, I really think these medications have two or three or four other sort of benefits. I mean, look at Viagra. Viagra was never supposed to be about the wee-wee. Right? Viagra was supposed to be helping, you know, pulmonary hypertension, help dilate blood vessels, and lo and behold, people who took it, and even the scientists, got erections. So they're like, well, dude, let's use it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an Italian scientist says that coronavirus is becoming less potent. Actually, Italian doctors. Now, I know we don't believe a lot coming out of China. And I think there is a lot of good data coming out of China. We get a lot of good data coming out of China, but because you have the people mess us up with Wuhan and the virus and the market and eating bats, people aren't believing what's coming out of China. But when Italy says something, we all listen. Well, because the Italians, I mean, they know how to cook. I mean, if an Italian tells you how to cook, if they say you're making your meatball wrong or you're making your gravy all wrong, or your macaroni wrong, you're like, well, wait, really, what? I mean, I stop and listen to the Italians, okay? So they say that the coronavirus is starting to weaken. And it has weakened in their neck of the woods. Remember, they got hit super hard. Gosh, where are they at right now? Let me see where the Italians are at. I love Italians, especially Italian men. All right, so America's at 1.8 million cases, 106,000 deaths. Where's Italy? Oh, Italy is number six with 233,000 cases, 33,000 deaths. So Italy is saying that it's getting weaker. That's a good sign. We're also noticing that more younger people are getting infected. Maybe it's partying more, maybe because they're getting tested. We don't see as many younger people dying, though. Hopefully we see less deaths. We're coming up on break. I got to shut up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hippo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners wants to know if coronavirus is now going to spread because people are not social distancing during the riots. Well, it's interesting. A lot of people are wearing masks. Not that I think the masks are doing a lot. But when you look at the protests, You see, some people mask, some people not. It's hot, you know, and so some of them are lowering their mask. Some of them, they have their mask only around their mouth and not their nose. In terms of social distancing, no, you're really not seeing that. And again, crowds, it's almost hypocritical. We've been told all this time to lock ourselves up, separate, stand in lines, follow the decal, stand at the tape that's marked on the sidewalk, I'm looking right now and they're like, shoulder to shoulder. People just throw themselves out there. People are just, the pendulum always swings. And it is a concern. I mean, you know, people were joking online. They're like, okay, so does that mean, you know, Corona's over? Are we in halftime? And, you know, you see all these memes and you see these jokes, you know, or, you know, we don't want the police busy with the protesters so they could arrest people who aren't wearing their masks. That was a very powerful meme where somebody had written, so we arrest people who try to open their business and employ their staff, but we don't arrest people who loot businesses. That was pretty powerful. And so, you know, I mean, coronavirus is not over. And the threat is still out there. People are still getting sick. I think Minnesota just had some more cases. Hold on a second. I want to see if, I apologize. One of the states has reported Minnesota coronavirus deaths have hit a new single-day mark at 35. Now, I don't know if we could blame that single-day mark of 35 coronavirus deaths on the protests because it takes still a little while for coronavirus to kill you. But, again, if people are neck and neck and shoulder to shoulder, that doesn't help. So CNN looked at data from Johns Hopkins and said that they saw an increase of 20,000 cases on Sunday. As of Monday morning, they said we have 1.79 million Americans who have contracted the virus, 104,000 died, although now we're up to 106,000. And so is the spike in cases because, you know, people are sick? Is it because people were tested and they tested positive? You know, I mean, people have told me, yeah, you know, I'm positive, but I have no symptoms. Are those being counted as that? So again, same story, different day. Oh, what are the numbers? Are they really people sick or are, you know, but I'm going to tell you right now that I had this weekend people call in saying that their aunt or uncle or grandma or mother or whatever got fever and cough and got tested positive for COVID. So I'm telling you right now, it is still out there. Because I had to advise the younger individuals what to do, whether to go to work, whether to isolate or whatever. So, if we are, you know, still trying to promote social distancing and try to stop coronavirus, governors and, you know, state officials need to step it up. Well, Donald Trump told governors that they need to, quote, dominate the riots. They need to arrest, incarcerate those who incite violence and destruction. He says you have to dominate or you'll look like a bunch of jerks. Said you have to arrest and try people. He also demanded that those rioting, looting, setting fire, and smashing windows be given 10 years in jail to deter this from happening in the future. He's going to meet with Attorney General Bill Barr and with governors, law enforcement, national security officials on Monday. So to answer your question about masks and all that, you know, yeah, people are wearing masks, but are they wearing masks because they're trying to fight coronavirus or are they wearing masks because if things do happen, they do have some anonymity? I mean, it was really, really interesting. When you see the looting videos, there was one lady, no mask, running around. This is, I think, a Minnesota Target. You know, no mask, whatever. The majority of them, though, were wearing masks, and it helped, hide their face. That was kind of an advantage. And it really, really stinks because, you know, you have police officers who are like, look, you know, I think what Derek Chauvin did was wrong. You know, and they want to, they want to support the cause. But then when you have looters, when you have people, you know, shooting at each other, when, you know, that you don't have us. You will not you ruin the cause. And so, you know, Trump wants governors to step it up. So what should they do? Well, many have brought in the National Guard. And I talked to you guys about this. You know, I talked to you guys about the timeline and the progress of a riot and how this ends up evolving. And once you have those instigators, if you can stop those instigators, then you can prevent people jumping on board. Now, how many instigators are there? Well, with Umbrella Man, it seemed like there was only one instigator. With some of these other ones, it seems like there's been a whole group. But, you know, I don't know if what we need are, like, undercover cops. I don't know if we need, like undercover people where as soon as somebody looks like they're about to do it, they stop them and arrest them. I mean, maybe protesters need to think that there are, you know, the only problem with that is if there's only one or two, then they could get jumped on. People might think that they are just, a vigilante, and then they jump them and all that. But I mean, maybe we need, groups of 50, 60 undercover cops. That's the other problem too. You don't really want to blow their cover because they've been undercover for years doing what they're doing. But I don't know what the answer is, because there's always a turning point. And if you could stop that turning point, you could stop the progression of it. Now, the other thing governors can do is just lock down the city. So they're doing curfew. You know, that's what happens. Again, this is not America. This looks like, again, it looks like Nazi Germany. We're going to do curfews, you know, and understandably so. We're going to lock down. Again, this hurts economy, but I mean, you know, now we have violence. You know, first we had a virus, now humans. And the funny thing is whenever bad things happen, humans always seem to be the more destructive. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever saw Walking Dead. The first few seasons were fantastic. Then I kind of stopped watching. It got hard to watch. But the biggest fear weren't the zombies. The zombies were tackleable. Humans are smart. They were able to kind of figure out how to do the zombies. What was the hard part were the living humans. The living humans were the most dangerous. And that's what a lot of us predicted with this, with coronavirus. We knew that something was going to happen. People were going to get mad. Maybe somebody, something rogue happens or who knows. But people, unfortunately, seem to do more damage. These businesses that might have survived coronavirus, not had, any employees get sick, not have any customers get sick, stayed locked down, started to open up, a day or two from opening up, get completely destroyed by who? Humans. And that's not the way it should be. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of governors thought, yay, we're all sticking together. You know, we're all strong. We're all unified. No, we're not. And this shows we're not unified. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.